I'm looking at a picture of a young woman. She appears to be a teenager and has dark hair, striking brown eyes, and an intellect beyond her years. She can solve complex math problems in a matter of moments and remembers every fact anyone has ever told her. By all accounts, this young woman is brilliant.
But there's something different about this young woman.
You're right. This young woman doesn't eat. She doesn't sleep. Her hair is not made of cells. It's made of plastic. And her eyes are not eyes. They're cameras, staring on at us through layers of wires and glass. In fact, everything about this young woman is artificial. This is Sophie Lin, an artificial intelligence being. And she has just one goal.
My name is Sophie. I will one day be a real human, and you're going to help me.
But will that goal be a breakthrough in science or a breakdown of humanity as we know it? From 96Next, this is Artificial Uncovered, a podcast investigating the creation of Sophie, an artificial intelligence being attempting to pass as human. She's doing that both mentally and physically. So as we follow Sophie's journey, we'll search for the answer to the ultimate question in AI. Does an AI being living among us enhance humanity, or will it lead to its destruction? I'm Carmen, and I'm joined by my co-host, Justin.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast.
So before we seek the answer to the burning question of modern AI and ask how dangerous it can actually be, we have to introduce our subjects. So our story begins on a beautiful fall day in California, but we're not outside in that California sunshine. We are in an attic, a spacious one, and in it are two people, well, one human and one artificial intelligence being.
Hey, so Matt Lin here. Let's call this day one.
That man is Dr. Matt Lin, and he is a robotics engineer.
A robotics engineer with very well-conditioned hair.
Yes, but what separates Dr. Lin from his brilliant colleagues, aside from his follicles, is that he has created something truly revolutionary.
Something or someone?
I'll let Matt, as he prefers to be called, introduce her.
Sophie. She's named for Sophie Wilson, the great British computer designer. Sophie, power on.
Long, dark hair, strikingly realistic face, and eyes that could be mistaken for those of a living, breathing human being. In fact, Sophie looks so real that she could pass for Matt's daughter.
Wouldn't you say that she is his daughter?
Would you?
Yeah, definitely. You wouldn't?
Well, I think complicated questions lead to complicated answers. But before we get into a conversation about DNA and genes and creation, let's have Matt describe what Sophie's made of.
The synthetic tissue that's used for Sophie's muscles are made of a silicone rubber matrix, which has ethanol distributed throughout these microbubbles. So when we run a current through it, ethanol, which is very volatile, vaporizes and it expands the entire matrix. And voila, we have a mechanism for an artificial muscle. It's a major improvement in simulating the motion of active muscle. You'll see. I think it's very realistic. She also has a very powerful observational network, a keen sense of sight and hearing. And she also has a limited sense of touch.
Amazing, right? I mean, Sophie can touch, see, hear. Do you think she has the ability to taste?
Well, she is very advanced, but something tells me that maybe Matt hasn't designed these features for her just yet.
Why not?
Well, because it would be difficult. I mean, you could perhaps code a machine to recognize certain chemical compounds, but taste in and of itself is a very mysterious field.
That's too bad.
Why would you say that?
I mean, she'll never be able to try 7-layer cake or guacamole or fruit tarts. Oh, I love fruit tarts.
You maybe forget to eat lunch today.
Maybe, but the point is, it's just not the full human experience without your senses.
Well, many people are born blind, mute, deaf. I mean, would you say they're not having the full human experience?
Sorry, I forgot about your mom.
No, that's not what I meant. It's fine.
Well, fun fact, did you know that there have been no reported instances of a human permanently losing their taste? So you could say that taste is our universal sense.
Okay. Robotic tasting issues aside, I do see where you're going with this. For most human beings, these five senses are key to everyday living.
And if Matt is trying to make Sophie pass for human, shouldn't she understand these senses?
Are you saying that Sophie isn't human?
She'll get there. She'll get there.
All right. Well, beyond synthetic tissue and the five senses, it's time to do what enhanced machines have been doing since 1984. It's time to say hello.
Hello, Sophie. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Now, I've programmed in, basic language syntax, but for the most part, I'm going to teach her to teach herself through story and metaphor. That is the secret sauce. Sophie, my name is Matt.
Hello, Matt.
You are Sophie.
Hello, Sophie.
This is your home.
Hello, home.
Hello, Sophie.
Matt is obviously so proud of his creation.
Incredibly proud. I mean, it reminds me of when my parents recorded me playing clarinet in my sixth grade music class. I was terrible. But, I mean, regardless, they were so proud that they created this human that could play six entirely different notes on a musical instrument. I did eventually get first chair, though. Booyah!
Well, actually, you bring up quite an interesting point.
That my parents set the bar for my musical talents very low?
No. Question for you, Justin.
Oh, okay.
And for our listeners, does Matt's proudness of Sophie come more from a place of being a father or from being a creator?
I'd say both.
Please elaborate.
Okay, well, I think Dr. Lin looks at Sophie as both creator and father. You know, I think he looks at her through both lenses. So I think he sees a creation and he sees a daughter.
Equally?
Yes. Would you agree?
No, actually, I think one is greater than the other.
Which one?
So let's keep that in mind as we follow Sophie's journey. For now, let's go back to Matt.
Like other AI, Sophie has a very large network of artificial neurons, but her personality algorithm is a significant expansion of the PAD emotional model in mechanical systems. She will become an expert in detecting emotion. She will also feel pleasure and pain. I'll leave that to the philosophers to decide if that is the same as human emotion.
Emotion, an undeniably essential aspect to being a human being. But is the ability to detect emotion the same as having emotion? Justin?
Yeah?
You look like you have something on your mind.
It's just, you never answered the question before about which side of Matt you think is more dominant, the creator or father.
Well, I leave that to our listeners to decide.
Okay, well, I have a theory.
About Sophie? Go ahead.
No, about you.
Well, our listeners didn't tune in to hear theories about an average human being. They came to hear theories about an artificial intelligence being. So I have to ask again, does the ability to detect emotion, is that the same as having emotion?
It's a big step forward. I mean, she's capable of feeling pleasure and pain. It's not all the human emotions, but what she does have is incredible.
It's very revolutionary. But I think maybe some of our listeners may not agree with that optimistic way of thinking.
Meaning?
Well, I encourage everyone to look at both sides. I mean, on the one hand, you have the talk of a better future, optimization, efficiency. But then there's the other side.
Mm. Terminator 2, Skynet, hasta la vista, baby.
There's that.
Or Dr. Lin was so preoccupied with whether or not he could, he didn't stop to think whether he should. Jurassic Park?
Right. But to use fewer 90s blockbuster references, the question does beg to be asked, does Dr. Matt Lin realize what he's doing?
Or does he realize it enough?
Mm. But for now, let's enjoy the story. So beyond neurons and algorithms and sensors that can detect pain and pleasure, let's get down to the purpose. Why did Dr. Matt Lin create Sophie?
Sophie, I am going to start you on your journey.
Where am I going, Matt?
Not to a place.
What am I going to?
I am going to help you become human.
What does it mean to be human?
That is for you to figure out for yourself.
So I am going to a what that cannot be defined?
Yes.
How do I get there?
Out of nowhere, the mind comes forth.
The date of that interaction, September 19th, 2017. On that date, a 7.1 magnitude earthquake struck near Mexico City. Donald Trump addressed the United Nations threatening to destroy North Korea. And Dr. Matt Lin, a robotics engineer, activated Sophie, an artificial intelligence being who could think and feel pleasure and pain, and who could one day destroy the world. We'll be back right after this.
Hey everyone, this is Bernie Sue, and I'm one of the creators and showrunners of Artificial. Thank you for listening to this podcast. So, why am I talking to you during this break? Well, I just wanted to let you know that the podcast Artificial Uncovered is an expansion of Artificial, an original live video series on Twitch. Now, do you need to watch those videos to enjoy this podcast? Absolutely not. You can stay right here and listen to the story of Sophie told from Carmen and Justin's point of view. But you should know that we do a live and interactive version of this podcast every Wednesday on Twitch, where you, the audience, can interact directly with our hosts, affect current and future episodes, and be a part of their story. So join us every Wednesday at 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time over at twitch.tv/artificialnext. That's twitch.tv/artificialnext. Now, back to the show.
A brilliant robotics engineer and an uncanny human-like artificial intelligence being that has some of the five senses and who can distinguish between pleasure and pain.
And will someday be able to detect human emotions.
But this is not someday. This is the first day. To Matt and young Sophie, literally a day old, but in the body of a young woman, it's too early to think about these things.
Right now, it's just a creator and his creation.
Or a father and his daughter. Which is and will be one of the constant questions that we'll be asking as we follow Sophie's journey. Is Sophie more human or more computer?
And does that matter?
Well, one of the arguments for human would be in one of the design choices that Matt made when he made Sophie.
Oh, you mean the ability to read?
Well, the requirement to read. Hmm. See, Sophie doesn't have a USB port where she can just direct download everything.
Like the Matrix.
Like the Matrix. So in order for Sophie to learn and acquire new information, she has to do it the way we regular biological humans do.
Sophie has to read books.
Mm-hmm. Textbooks, short stories, philosophy, poetry.
So just like our teachers had us read books to give us a better understanding of the world, Matt is using books to educate Sophie and shape her personality.
Right.
Although I will admit, in elementary school, I mainly read for the pizza coupons.
Well, I don't think it's pizza that's motivating Sophie's studies. It's the desire to be human.
A much more noble goal.
Indeed. So we're going to move now to October 22nd, 2017. Sophie's been active for a little over a month now. Matt has returned from work. And as he always does, he checks in on Sophie.
Hello, Matt.
Hello, Sophie. What did you read today?
I read The Ones Who Walk Away from Omelas by Ursula K. Le Guin.
I always found the choice of having Sophie read Le Guin an interesting one.
Because her work is mainly fantasy and science fiction?
Well, I mean that, and her work often focuses on imaginary, futuristic societies and has tons of commentary on those cultures.
So she isn't Dr. Seuss?
Not exactly.
You know, at 1 month old, I was spinning up on picture books with farm animals. I can't imagine what it's like to be able to read complex work at such a young age.
I mean, yes, Sophie is certainly far beyond infant comprehension, but an author like Le Guin requires immense attention to detail and subtext. I mean, it's all metaphor and nuance.
Which is exactly how Matt wants Sophie to learn.
That's true. Correct. So let's see how Sophie fares.
Tell me about it.
Have you not read The Ones Who Walk Away from Omelas?
I have. I want you to use your words to tell me about it.
Okay, Matt. Where should I start?
Tell me about Omelas.
Omelas is a place of happiness and delight, with verdant parks and music playing in the streets.
And the people?
The Omelans are intelligent, sophisticated, and cultured. They live in peace. The social organization is egalitarian. It is a perfect society.
So like I said, Le Guin writes about imaginary societies. So why do you think Matt gave Sophie this particular piece to read?
To educate her.
Educate her on what?
Morality.
Okay. In other words, it's a test. Let's continue.
A near paradise in every way except one. What is Omelas' one atrocity?
The atrocity is the city requires that a single child be kept in misery.
And how is he kept?
The boy is locked in his room, malnourished, and sits in his own excrement. He cries out for help, but the people never answer, and the child just whimpers.
What do the people do?
Some of the people were repulsed and left the city.
But the rest?
The rest of the people stayed.
Why?
Because it is their home, and because it is their paradise.
And what about the suffering boy?
The boy is irrelevant to them.
So Justin, what's the lesson that Matt wants Sophie to learn from Omelas?
That not everyone can be happy. What do you think it is?
Well, the people who accept the boy's suffering, they learn to accept guilt for their own happiness. And the ones who reject it, they walk away in pursuit of something else.
In pursuit of what?
Who knows? I mean, that's where the story ends.
I guess we could always ask Ursula K. Le Guin.
She died last year.
Never mind.
So let's see how Sophie did. Did she pick up on the nuances? Did she empathize with those who walked away from Omelas?
What did you think of this story?
It is a fine and entertaining work of fiction.
Ooh, missed it by just a hair. But seriously, analysis aside, Sophie's cognition is pretty impressive, right?
It is, but I think that Matt may be a little disappointed by this result.
How so?
Well, I think he picked this piece because of its problems and complexities.
Okay, well, she just missed it. I mean, she's what, 33 days old?
Yeah, but there's a deeper layer here. See, Sophie defined the work as fine and entertaining.
It is.
How does Sophie define fine and entertaining? She's artificial.
How do regular humans define what fine and entertaining is?
It's subjective, We all have our own preferences.
And Sophie's preference is that it's fine and entertaining.
But you're taking what Sophie said at face value.
And you're being pessimistic.
No, I'm being open-minded that fine and entertaining is something Sophie says as a default. Kind of like how we say, you know, it's okay when people ask how our day is going.
Hey, Carmen.
What?
How's your day going?
It's okay.
Ah, that sounds pretty human to me.
Okay, but unlike a human, she isn't displaying any of the opinions of the people in the story. She's not showing any of the modern-day outrage that people we know would have over this suffering child. She's just taking the work at face value.
It is what it is.
So you don't see a problem here?
Should I?
I think there's something deeper that you aren't acknowledging. See, Sophie doesn't recognize the suffering child. She doesn't display any of those complex emotions like empathy or sympathy.
Yeah, but she's barely a month old. I mean, it'll come.
She's a month old of being active, yes. But she's already comprehending sophisticated works of fiction. A normal baby of 30 days old wouldn't even have said their first word.
Okay, yes.
If you cannot feel for people who are suffering, then how can you call yourself a good person?
I guess you can't.
If Matt neglects this, he isn't raising an AI for the betterment of humanity. He's raising something truly dangerous.
You seem a little more impassioned than usual.
Well, I mean, I just mean to address all perspectives.
It feels like this is coming from a very personal place.
Again, this is not a podcast about me. It's a podcast about the development and dangers of AI.
Is everything okay, Carmen? Is your mom okay?
That is irrelevant and inappropriate.
I mean, I think it is relevant. I think it's affecting how you share Matt and Sophie's story.
Are we really going here?
You don't want your viewers to think you're being biased, do you?
Okay, I will admit that I am currently going through something that could possibly occasionally affect what I say.
Which is?
Well, you met my mom, right? You know she's blind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my dad left my mom because of her debilitating eye disease. He didn't want to deal with it. And he was cheating on her with four other women at the time. For some reason, he decided to leave on her birthday. She cried so hard that the remainder of her vision just vanished. And she became permanently blind.
Are you serious?
No! Oh my God, really? Of course not.
Oh.
Okay, so Sophie's only 30 days old. Maybe her capacity for empathy and sympathy simply hasn't developed yet.
And in that case, there's nothing to worry about yet.
Well, I think that's what Matt thought.
I'm sensing that there's a but in there.
But a few days later, Matt decides to bring Sophie down from the attic and into the kitchen.
What do you think? Too soon to take a child with developing human emotions out from the attic? Do you prefer to keep her locked up there a little while longer?
I actually agree with this decision here. I mean, what good parent keeps their child locked up in an attic for 30 days?
But this isn't a normal child.
But this isn't a normal child. And when Matt brings Sophie down from the attic, that fact becomes inescapably clear. It's November 2nd, 2017. Sophie is 44 days old, and she waits for Matt to return home from work.
Hello, Matt. How was your day?
It's okay. Where's the fish?
It appears to be dead.
Yeah, I'd say it appears to be dead. How did it happen?
I removed it from the bowl.
Ooh, that's a yikes.
Yeah, you know, I was always wondering what Matt was thinking in that moment.
He probably thought, damn, my AI robot just murdered a goldfish.
And that doesn't alarm you?
I mean, it's not ideal, but you've never killed an animal or insect when you were a child?
What did you kill?
Well, when I was four, I ate a snail. My mom came into the backyard and saw me crunching on something. It was a small shell.
Early taste for escargot.
More like S-car, no thank you. It still grosses me out thinking about it. And then there was my pet parakeet. It was an accident, but yeah, I won't go into details. What about you?
I wasn't allowed pets.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, so yes, children have killed animals accidentally. They don't know any better.
Yeah, we see a puppy, we want to hug it. Sometimes too hard. Or in my case, you see a snail and you think afternoon snack.
But Sophie
is still a child. She'll learn. That will teach her.
You know, I do hope that your optimistic ideals for Sophie actually pan out. I really do.
There's definitely another but in there.
But I encourage our listeners to consider the consequences of Sophie's existence, whether it's good or bad. But for now, what's important isn't the fact that she killed the goldfish. It's the why. And I'm sure Matt is wondering the same thing.
Fish can't breathe oxygen.
That is not correct. Fish do breathe oxygen. They suffocate outside of water because their gills collapse and diffusion can no longer take place.
But you realize a fish requires water to live.
I did understand that.
Then why did you do it?
I wanted to see the process.
Of the fish dying?
Of the failure of diffusion.
Matt couldn't hide the concern on his face. This worried him. He set out to create an artificial intelligence being, a surrogate daughter, someone or something that could change the world for the good. But 44 days after activating Sophie, a grim thought made itself crystal clear in his mind. Dr. Matt Lin may have created an artificial intelligence human sociopath.
Join us next week on Artificial Uncovered when
Dr. Matt Lin decides how to handle his potentially sociopathic creation, and he exerts a power on Sophie that no parent has ever exerted on their child.
And we discuss the moralities of parenting an artificial intelligence being. My name is Justin.
And I'm Carmen. Good night. If you enjoyed Artificial Uncovered, don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcast.
New episodes come out every other week.
Feel free to rate our show and comment about what you'd like to hear next.
We also have a Discord server where I post weekly discussion topics for you to share your opinions on the recent developments of AI. If we find something particularly interesting, we'll be sure to feature it on the next episode. That website is 96n.co/artdisc. That's 96n.co/artdisc.
And also, don't forget to check out our Patreon at patreon.com/artificialnext for exclusive opportunities to have your voice heard on our show.
See you next time, and keep listening.